okay? Let me ask you a question. And we've had this discussion before. Why does Obama love Muslims so much? Listen. This isn't a gotcha. This isn't a gotcha question. Seriously. This isn't a, oh, Rob, you're Muslim. Listen. Why does this president constantly apologize for the United States of America and we're not bombing innocent civilians, cutting off people's heads, bombing World Trade Centers? I mean, the list goes on. I don't get it. I don't get it. And if somebody could explain it to me, I would appreciate that. I would. I would appreciate that. Now, you know, they're still looking for these terrorists. And if they're looking for these terrorists, that means, guess what? There's going to be more terror. Well, of course there's going to be more terror. But from this crew. From this crew. Because remember, they had the Paris, or one of the Paris, in custody. Remember, I said yesterday, and of course, Trump has echoed that, and people are being upset. It's so funny watching. It's funny watching Republicans respond to Trump when Trump is really just echoing, to an extent, the Dick Cheney, George Bush doctrine on terror, which the establishment, like, McConnell and Paul Ryan and Boehner's, and all of them were fine with defending, and pundits like S.E. Cupp were fine with defending, meaning waterboarding and rectally feeding enemy combatants with hummus. Those techniques were known as enhanced interrogation. They were known as enhanced interrogation. Waterboarding was enhanced interrogation. And you had all of these people saying, hey, if a bomb is going to go off in Times Square, and it's going to kill thousands of people, and we have a very small window to get the information to save lives, enhanced interrogation is acceptable. And everybody defended it. And when you hear Trump, talk about waterboarding and bring up the fact that the Paris attacker, one of the Paris attackers who were apprehended Friday, if he was waterboarded, if he was rectally fed hummus, if enhanced interrogation tactics were used on him, Tuesday's attack more than likely would have been prevented. People that came out in droves to defend Cheney and Bush are now shocked and they're appalled and they're talking about us being better than ISIS because we follow the rules of the Geneva Convention and they don't. So we won. And I mean, just bizarre, crazy talk. Bizarre, crazy talk. You know, it's funny. As much as people say, well, you know what? The Trump doctrine goes against traditional Republican orthodoxy. His policies and things that he wants to do go against years and years and years and years of Republicanism. And the flip on that is other things Trump wants to do that is in line with Republican doctrine and Republicanism. You have establishment pundits and establishment politicians pushing back against Trump because it's Trump. Because it's Trump. So you got these guys still at large. You do. You have these brothers that are still at large, just like the French attacker. The French attacker. He escaped that slaughter in Paris. He escaped that. Couldn't find him for months. And what has he been doing? What has he been doing? Planning more attacks. He was planning more attacks. The authorities got him Friday. I assume they had him in a room. Maybe they gave him some tea. Maybe they gave him some crumpets. Maybe they gave him some Brussels sprouts, French fries. I don't know. Something. Maybe they gave him a big, tall glass of warm beer. They definitely didn't interrogate him. They didn't rectally feed him hummus. They didn't do anything like that. They didn't do anything like that. They didn't do anything like that. Days went by. Days and days and days went by. Days and days and days went by. And then boom. Airport attack, subway attack. You know the guy knew. You know he knew what was going to happen. Why didn't we get the information? Why didn't the authorities get the information? Why didn't they get the information? And in that instance, do you think waterboarding should have been used? Do you think rectal feeding of hummus should have been used? Don't you think any tactic whatsoever should have been used to save the lives of those people in Brussels. Have you been watching the news? Have you been watching the carnage? Have you seen the video where you hear children crying? And you're going to tell me? And you're going to tell those families? Well, we could have waterboarded. We could have used enhanced interrogation techniques. But listen, we didn't want to violate the Geneva Convention. We didn't want to act as bad as those terrorists. We act as bad. We don't kill innocent civilians. We don't cut people's heads off. We don't bomb airports. That's acting like the terrorists. Or, remember, as Obama says, the JV team. It's a hell of a... Let me tell you something. I wish my JV team, when I played high school football, I wish my JV team was this good. I wish my JV team was this good. I wish my JV team was this good. This JV team is awesome. Okay? This JV team is winning state championships. So now, when you hear pundits, when you hear politicians, when you hear Hillary Clinton talking about terrorism knows no boundaries, you hear Hillary Clinton say, you hear politicians say, build walls. You have to, well, how do you build a wall around the internet? Listen, the internet is not blowing bombs up. The internet is not blowing bombs up in subways. The internet is not blowing bombs up in airports. The internet is an easier way for people to communicate. But guess what? The guy that committed the acts of terror in Paris that got away and was sitting in a safe house next to his parents, okay? Remember that. This guy was captured amongst family. So his family didn't turn him in. Oh, here we go with the Donald Trump, we should go after families. Remember, everybody was appalled. You can't go after families. What's wrong with him? What's wrong with him? You know, it's funny. Everything that everyone says we can't do because it's horrible. It goes against the values of America. These are all the things that Israel does. Seriously, these are all the things that Israel does. And all these people that condemn people like Trump who talk about these things we have to do, say Israel is the model of democracy. They're our closest ally. We stand by them no matter what. But yeah, Israel builds walls. Israel goes after the families of Palestinians who murder Jews. Israel keeps a watchful eye on the Muslims that are in their country. Israel has very strict rules and regulations on dealing with terror suspects. I mean, it's amazing how they're our closest ally, and everybody from Hillary Clinton on down the spectrum of politicians will talk about how they are the greatest, that they are basically America in the Middle East. But when we talk about policies that we want to do that mirror Israel, these politicians call those policies un-American. Un-American. Those are un-American. Those are no civilized country would go after the families of terrorists. Well, are you forgetting Israel? I mean, Israel will go into the Palestinian territories and bulldoze terrorist homes. You get a Palestinian that goes and stabs people, stabs Jews, and the Israeli government apprehends that murderer, or they kill that murderer, they then go and bulldoze the house of that person. Might be a mom, might be a dad, might be a wife, kids. They go, oh, listen, guess what? Your son just murdered five of our people, so you got no house. Mow it down. They do it on a regular basis. They do it on a regular basis. On a regular basis. So you got Hillary Clinton just so disconnected. You do. You got her talk about the internet. They communicate. That's all. They communicate. And the ones that are attacking, seriously, the ones that are attacking are not communicating on Twitter. Okay? The guy that got away in the Paris attack, who's living with his mom and dad and his buddies, his friends, everybody's having a good effing time, they're not communicating with the brothers who bombed the airport and the subway system on Twitter. Okay, they're not communicating. Hey, hashtag bomb the train station. They're not doing that. They're not doing that. That's not happening. Do you understand? They're not doing that. There has not been one time, I repeat, there has not been one time where people have gotten specific orders and detailed plans or anything like that through Twitter or Facebook. The terrorists use Twitter and Facebook just like Americans use Twitter and Facebook. We congratulate each other. We take pictures of our food. We take pictures of our bodies in the gym. That's what the terrorists do. When the San Bernardino murderers did what they did, they went on Facebook and said, yay, look, ISIS, look, we love you. Look what we did. Yay! No different than Mary in Los Angeles, California, Facebooking her friend Cheryl. Look at my new Bouboutin shoes. Yay! I got these for you. Yay! That's it. That's it. That's it. We take a picture of our food. Look what I ate last night. Isn't it yummy? And ISIS posts a picture of a decapitated body. And they go, this will be you, the West. This will be you. They make videos look what I'm doing to the infidel. This is going to be you, Obama. And then they post it. Mary, wish you were with me having this great, delicious pizza from Pit Fire. That's it. That's all they're doing. Nobody's giving plans. Stupid Hillary Clinton. She's stupid, okay? You want to say I'm sexist? Go ahead. I don't care. Go ahead. I'm sexist. And Donald Trump's sexist because he called a reporter beautiful. And Joe Biden, he's just friendly as he's rubbing Ash Carter's wife's shoulders, rubbing her. That's just friendly Joe. That's not sexism. No. Bill Clinton using women as human ashtrays. That's not sexism. Hillary Clinton's stupid. I said it. She's stupid. She's stupid. She says, we need the tech industry to join us and help us. Listen, I've been saying that, but not to stop terror. That doesn't stop terror. They're not communicating plots and plans through the Twitters and the Facebooks and the YouTubes. We should just stop them from using it because here in America, you can't post pictures of boobs. I got friends that get their accounts shut down every time because there's a nip slip, there's something. I'm just saying, why should these terrorists not get the same punishment we get? But I know it's not going to stop them from killing people because they're not planning murders on the internet. They're just congratulating each other. Why give them a platform to congratulate? Why give them a platform to share their accomplishments? But it's insane. It's insane listening to Hillary Clinton. It's insane watching Barack Obama, Barack Hussein Obama. Man who loves Muslims more than the United States. And you know what I love? Here's what I love too. And I never hear or see a Republican use this line. Okay? I never hear or see a Republican use this line. You see Obama constantly praising Islam. Okay? And whenever there's a terrorist attack, Obama will never use the phrase radical Islam. It's just terror. That's all it is. We have to stop the terror. We have to stop these terrorists. We have to stop the... Never uses the word radical Islam. Any of the words to describe exactly what we're dealing with. Constantly talking about a few bad apples, just a few bad apples. The Islamic State perverting one of the world's great religions. Constantly. Okay, he's constantly defending Islam. Constantly. So then, when you say, and this is what I love, when you say, you know, is Obama a Muslim? You hear the left lose their mind. Why would you say that? Why would you say that? Why are you being racist? Sure, this birtherism, that's just a way to be racist. He's not a Muslim. He's a Christian. How could you say that? And I'm sitting here going, wait a minute. the president says Islam is a great religion. The president is saying it's a few bad apples. It's this small, tiny little group called ISIL, the JV team, that's perverting this great religion. He's saying Islam is wonderful. Why are you, the left, offended if I, from the right, is asking if Obama is a Muslim? Or I say, I think he's a Muslim. There's nothing wrong with being a Muslim. I thought Islam is a peaceful religion. The president says it is. The president says it's one of the greatest religions. And it's just being perverted by a very small group. So the president is constantly telling us, hell, for the last 7 years, he's been telling us how wonderful Islam is. So why, you on the left, get offended when I, on the right, ask, is Obama Muslim? I think he might be a Muslim. I think he practices Islam. Why is that being racist? If there's nothing wrong with Islam and there's nothing wrong with being a Muslim, then why is it a big deal to wonder if the president is Muslim? Why is that racist? Why? I'm lost, and no one asks the left that. No one asks the Chris Matthews. No one asks the Lawrence O'Donnell. No one asks the Rachel Maddow. No one asks the Joy Reid. No one asks the Chris Cazillas. Nobody asks them, listen, if there's nothing wrong with being a Muslim and there's nothing wrong with Islam and you have billions of people that practice the Islamic faith, and none of them are terrorists, and it's only a small group, less than 1% that are terrorists. Why are you so upset if I say the president is Muslim? Or I wonder if the president is Muslim. Why am I a tin hat wearing conspiracy theorist? Why am I a racist? The president doesn't seem to have a problem with Islam. When Obama's sitting in Cuba drinking Mai Tais, smoking cigars, hanging out with Raul Castro watching a baseball game, and you got people with their arms blown off, they're bleeding to death, they're dying because of a JV team, a few bad apples. He doesn't seem to be too concerned. He thinks the Islamic faith and Muslims as a whole are great people. So why is the left get so upset when the question is asked, is Obama a Muslim? Why? There's nothing wrong with being a Muslim. There's nothing wrong with the Islamic faith. Why does the left get so upset? What's the problem? What is the problem? Nobody seems to ask the left, why is it a big deal? If there's nothing wrong with Islam, there's nothing wrong with being a Muslim, why is it a big deal to bring up the fact that Obama seems to protect Islam as if it's his own faith. I wonder how that is in the leftist world. Wonder how that is. I'd like to know how it is. I would like to know how that is. That's all. I would like to know. And it's obvious that under this administration, and don't forget, half of that time, Hillary Clinton was in charge. Remember, she was Secretary of State. I'm not saying in charge of the administration, but in charge of a big chunk of foreign policy. ISIS has grown stronger and stronger and have committed more and more attacks. And when you hear the left get all upset about Donald Trump and the proposals that he puts forth, you ask yourself, what is it that the left is proposing? So think about this. Obama says, and Hillary Clinton say, we have to work together with our allies. We can't be bigots. We can't be alienating. We have to fight terror. What are we not doing? What are we not doing? What are we not doing that can, that can win? What are we not, because we're not winning, okay? We're not winning. What is it? You know, it's just like the immigration thing, okay? It's just like the immigration thing. When people say, wow, what Trump is saying is bad. It's horrible. It's impractical. But he's saying something. Everyone else isn't saying anything. So if you are sitting there and you're looking at two people and you know there's a problem, okay, you know there's a problem. Rather, it's spilled milk on the floor, or the house is hot, and you got two people, and one person is giving you an idea to either clean up the floor or cool off the house, and the other person is telling you nothing. Regardless, if the first person's idea is not the best, you're going to go with that person because they're at least giving you something. So when you see people get killed by illegals, and you see jobs get taken by illegals, and somebody says, well, this is what we got to do. We have to build a wall. We have to deport. We have to punish companies that hire illegals. And you go, oh, wow, okay. What do we do if it's a family? Deport. Oh, gee. Okay. Oh, wow. All right. And the other side says, you can't break apart families. That's not American values. We were founded by immigrants. And you go, oh, okay, cool. But what do we do about the murder? What do we do about the jobs? What do we do about that? Well, we can't. We can't go against our values. We can't. Okay, I got it. But what do you propose that we do? Well, if they're not going to give an answer, then you go with the person who's at least giving you an answer. It might not be the best. Might not be the best. And it's the same thing with terror. When we have all of these things going on, and you hear Hillary Clinton say, insulting allies and partners is not a good way to fight terror. Okay, so what's a good way? What is a good way? Because for the last 7 years, your way and Obama's way is not working. It's not working. So what do you do? Don't tell us about bigotry. Don't tell us that what we're saying or what we're doing or what we're feeling is against the values of America. Tell us what you're going to do. You know how the left is constantly saying Donald Trump doesn't tell how he's going to do this. He needs to tell us in detail. Well, how is Hillary Clinton going to fight terror? Working with our allies? Well, haven't we been doing that? Haven't we been working with our allies? Seriously, haven't we been working with our allies? Haven't we been working with France? Haven't we been working with Germany? Have we or have we not? So if you're going to say we have, okay, so that's not working. What has to be done to make something successful? What? What? Tell us, Hillary. You can't tell us what we're doing is wrong without you telling us what you're going to do and what you're going to do is going to be successful. Because right now what you and Obama are doing is not successful. You can't get up on stage and say what Donald Trump is saying is wrong, what Ted Cruz is saying is wrong, what the Republican Party is saying is wrong. We have to what? You have to tell us what? You have to tell us what you're going to do that's different from the last 7 years. You have to. You have to tell us. And bigotry and being nice to our allies and our partners and that's I mean, come on. Obama bends over backwards. Obama bends over backwards. Think about this. Everything that Hillary Clinton is saying is as if a Republican is in the White House, we are getting attacked, our allies are getting attacked, and all that's coming from the White House, from President Trump, bigotry and insults to our allies. So Hillary Clinton would say, Barack Obama would say, these things are happening because the president is practicing bigotry. He's insulting our allies. He's not working with our allies. That's how they're acting. But that's not the case. The president is Obama. Hillary Clinton is running for president. She was the Secretary of State for 4 years. And they're talking about bigotry. And they're talking about alienating our allies. And they're talking about alienating the Muslim world. They're talking about these things cannot be done, because if they're done, things are going to get worse. I mean, seriously, what, like, are things going to get worse? Are things going to be worse than San Bernardino? Are things going to be worse than in Paris? Are things going to be worse than 9/11? Like, what's going to happen? Where we are today with all of these terror attacks have been happening under an administration, Hillary Clinton and Obama, where they are constantly working to not offend Muslims. They're constantly making sure that the Muslim world, the Islamic world, knows that the West loves them and respects them and doesn't feel that they're all bad and it's only a handful of bad guys. I mean, we are already doing what Hillary Clinton and Obama say. Listen to me. We are still getting attacked. Handling Islam and handling Muslim with the kid gloves that we handle them with has been going on for 7 years. For the last 7 years, you're not allowed to say Islam and terror in the same sentence. You're not allowed to profile. You're not allowed to surveil mosques. You're not allowed to do any of this stuff. And we haven't. We haven't done any of the things that Hillary Clinton and Obama say Trump wants to do. We haven't done any of those things. We haven't done any of those things. And look where we are today. So I ask you, how could it be worse? If we are coddling Islam and we are coddling Muslims and we are coddling terrorists, if we are coddling them and we are still getting bombed, we still have people that are getting slaughtered, what could be worse with a president who does everything opposite that Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama are saying and doing and creating policy? How could we be doing? How could we do any worse? How could we do any worse if our president calls up the Saudi king and says, "Hey, king, how you doing? Listen, here's the situation we got. One of those women that one of the people that killed us was a woman that was raised in your country. A whole bunch of people from your country attacked 9/11. I know that was many, 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 many years ago and two presidents before me, but nobody wanted to address this with you. But I'm addressing this with you. Here's the fact. You're going to be responsible for the savage animals that are murdering innocent people all around the globe. See, you're going to be held responsible. Okay? Just like a parent gets held responsible when a bunch of kids and their kid are drinking booze in the basement and one of the kids gets in a car and drives and kills someone. And the parents wind up getting sued. That's what's going to happen, Saudi. Okay? So you're on effing notice. So you better get this problem handled in your country. How is anything going to be worse, ladies and gentlemen, if we had a president that called all the Muslim leaders, all the countries that have this the population of Muslims that practice Sharia law, and said, "Listen, this terror problem is you." You know the terrorists. You know the people that have no problem with killing infidels. But you let it happen. You need to stop it. You know, it's amazing. In our country, anytime there's a few bad apples associated with anything, we don't take the excuse of, well, it's just a few bad apples, it's not my fault. We don't accept that. We don't accept that. Rather, it's our sport teams, to our corporations, we don't accept that. But for some reason, this president and Hillary Clinton accept that when it comes to terror. You have Muslim groups or Islamic churches. You have all these organizations that basically say, hey, it's not our problem that there's a few bad apples associated with us. You have countries like Saudi Arabia, Pakistan, that say it's not our problem that there's a few bad apples. And we go, yeah, you're right. But in America, if you have a company, you have a sports team, you have an organization that has a few bad apples, we sit there and say, no, it is your problem. And you better fix the problem. Or there's going to be hell to pay. And guess what? The problem gets fixed. The problem gets fixed. But for some reason, this president and Hillary Clinton handle Muslims and handle Islam not in the way that we handle and we live our lives. And that's ludicrous. So if we had a president that did things differently, how is that going to be any worse for our country or other countries that are getting attacked by these animals on a regular basis? How? It won't.